Blog Talk Radio.
Declare and I decree that Jesus Christ died for me. Yes, sir. We claim in that Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We claim in that Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. ejaculating. You're now tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you tuning in today, man, as we doing Rejoice in the Lord always, man. And again, I say rejoice. You know what I mean? That's today's topic. Rejoice in the Lord always. For real? That's what the Bible tells us to do. Rejoice in the Lord always. Then it says again, I say rejoice. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Y'all already know. Yeah, a bunch of scriptures, you know what I mean? We didn't get into all of them yesterday, but the two main scriptures we did get into, we were able to get into yesterday, and that was Romans, the 8th chapter, verses number 28 through 30, and Psalms, the 66th chapter, you know what I mean? This is the continuation of Rejoice in the Lord always, you know what I mean? And again, I say rejoice, but before we do anything else, y'all know how we do. We got to open this thing up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for the many blessings you have blessed us with. Thank you for everything that you still have for us. Thank you for using us, Father, even though we're not perfect. Forgive us, continue to forgive us, have mercy on us for anything that we do against your will and way, Father. Let your will continue to be done in our lives. Continue to bless us over here when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Bless all of your people everywhere, Father, even everybody who gathered together today in your name to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray that you would fill us all with your presence in the name of Jesus. Get the glory from this broadcast, Father. And now decrease so that you may increase in me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Rejoice in the Lord always. All right, we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. We was in Psalm 66. We stopped at verse 12, but we're going to continue with verse 15. In verse 13, I was telling, you know, a little bit of a lady's testimony and how God had told her to turn her contract in, teaching contract or what have you. And that was a crazy move, you know what I mean? But, you know, God will tell his people to do some things like that. So when God tell you to do something and you have the whole world against you, because some people were telling her, like, nah, yeah, and somebody even told her, all right, y'all with all this faith, you know what I mean? Y'all with all this faith, like God won't come to the rescue, or like God won't answer your faith. That's what faith is. You have faith in God, you know what I mean? So, yeah, how she turned the contract in and went on plenty of interviews, and none of the interviews worked out. And God came at the last minute, you know what I mean? He came at the last minute because God will always do what he say. He always do it in his perfect time, and you know what I'm saying? It's going to be his perfect will. You know, all we got to do is continue to trust and learn to obey him while we're going through what we have to go through. So that was verse 12. We'll start with verse 12, and then we're going to read the rest of that. That's the Psalms, chapter number 66. Verse 12, it's talking about how God is in control. It says, you have, that's God, God has. You have caused men, of humans, to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. You had to go through some suffering and what have you. But you brought us out to rich fulfillment. See there? Don't get concentrating on the suffering. You got to look to the prize, you know what I mean? You brought us out to rich fulfillment. That's verse 12, Psalm 66. Verse 13 says, I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered. Y'all know. And my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. That's what you do. Call on God. If you get me out of this, Father, if you get me out of this, man, I'll serve you till I die. Get you out of that, and then you be, thank you, Father. Thank you. And don't holler at him no more, huh? But the Bible says, verse 14, Psalm 66, which 13, I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Now, the goats and the animals and the aroma and all that of rams or what have you, the animals and everything like that, that represents money. You know what I mean? That's how they were getting money, trading and everything like that. Like, was the barter system, trading and everything like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how they get that money, or what have you, get, you know, what they needed. Verse 16, so that's the same thing. Well, verse 15, that's the same thing that, in today's term, it'll be your money. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat, and I'll offer you my money, I'll offer you my time, I'll offer you everything. You know what I mean? Verse 16, Psalm 66. Come in here, all you who fear God, all you who reverence God, come and hear this. And I will declare that he has done. I will declare what he has done for my soul. I will declare what he has done for my soul. David saying that. I'm saying that. What he will do for me, what he has done for me, what he will do for you. God is magnificent. You know what I mean? Brought me out of plenty of things. You know what I mean? I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Verse 18. Psalm 66, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly, verse 19, but certainly God has heard me. See that? God listens to you. You know what I mean? He hears you. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. He does answer prayers. Verse 20 says, blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. See, we talk about rejoicing in the Lord always. You know what I mean? But it says, blessed God who has turned away, who has not turned away my prayer. God hears you. That should make you rejoice right there. Because God hears you. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. God having mercy on you. That should make you rejoice as well. You know what I mean? For she's a, for sure. Before we do that, man, I had these 10 godly rules for life that I wanted to give everybody, man. 10 godly rules for life. I try to read them more often. I know some people might want to write them down or what have you. It's 10 godly rules for life, for everyday living. I found this on holybible.com. Yes, but they really blessed me and helped me, so I want to share 10 godly rules for life. Then we're going to get into the next scripture, which I believe is in Psalms. It says, you shall be full of joy. That's the first one. 10 godly rules for life. First one, you shall be full of joy every day. You know, rejoice in the Lord always. That's where we at. We're going all the way into that. Number two for the 10 godly rules for life says, you shall use your talents to benefit others. You shall use your talents to benefit others, or be selfless, you know what I mean, with what you have. That's Jesus, selfless. Use your talents or your gifts or what have you to benefit others. Put a smile on other people's face. You know what I mean? So I want people to make you happy. All right? Godly rule for life number three is you shall rise above, yes, sir, you shall rise above defeat and trouble. You shall rise above defeat and trouble. All things work together for your good. Know that. You shall rise above defeat and trouble. All things work together for your good. You're a child of God. You know we always get back up. Number four for the godly rule life. You shall look at each day as a new challenge, not just a new day, but look at each day as a new challenge, man. You already going to rise above defeat and trouble. You know what I mean? So look at each day as a new challenge and know that your steps are already planned out by Father. You know what I mean? Psalms 139, your steps are already planned out before you even got here. You know what I mean? Number five godly rule for life is you shall always do your best and leave the rest to Father. Number five, you shall always do your best and leave the rest to Father. Know that he is acquainted with all of our ways, all of them. So always do your best, leave the rest to Father. Number six, godly rule for life. You shall not waste your time or energy in useless words. That should be up further. Number two. But you shall not waste your time or energy in useless words. Maybe number one. And then be full of joy after that. But number six, you shall not waste your time or energy in useless worry. Can you change anything by worrying about it? You know what I mean? But if you keep your mind on Jesus, he's going to give you perfect peace. So don't waste your time and energy or energy in useless worry. The seventh godly rule for life, you shall look only on the bright side of things, or look only on the bright side of life. You know what I mean? That sounds far-fetched. That sounds like it's fake. What? You shall look only on the bright side of things. That's that life in Christ. Look only on the bright side of things. It's easy to see the bad and focus on it. But you shall look only on the bright side of things. Focus on the bright side, the hope. That's life in Christ. You know what I mean? If he would have focused on the cross and all that, he would have, you know, he already started praying, and God let it pass for me, but he said, let your will be done after that, not what I want. You know what I mean? So he had to continue to look on the other side of the cross, you know, on the bright side of the cross. You know what I mean? So that's life in Christ. You should only look on the only on the bright side of things. That's number seven, godly rule for life. Number eight, you should not be afraid of tomorrow. God holds and controls the future as well, so you shall not be afraid of tomorrow. God holds and controls the future. Know that. Ninth godly rule for life is, number nine, you shall be kind to and have a kind word for everybody. Number nine, godly rule for life, out of 10, you shall be kind to and have a kind word for everybody. Speak and give life. So have a kind word for and be kind. Have kind actions towards others. You know, everybody. Speak and give life. You shall say each morning, number 10, this is 10, number 10, you shall say each morning, hallelujah, I will trust God, and nothing will be able to hurt me, number 10. Say each morning, hallelujah, I will trust God, and nothing will be able to hurt me. No weapon works against God's people, you know. No weapon works against God's children. You know what I mean? Know that. So we're talking about rejoicing in the Lord always. We're going to come back and get into these scriptures. You know what I mean? We'll be right back. You tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
What are you doing? keep holding on, holding on, holding on.
That's right. Amen to that. Through it all, you got to keep on trusting God. You know that he's in control. You know what I mean? What's crackling? You're tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. Call in number 714-202-9959. Today's topic, rejoice in the Lord always. You know what I mean? So continue to trust God, and then you will be on the right path to learn to rejoice in the Lord always. He wouldn't tell you to do it if you couldn't do it. So it is possible. All things are possible with God. You know what I mean? For Jesus, for sure. So rejoice in the Lord always. Let's get into these scriptures for today, man. Psalms chapter number 5. Psalms chapter number 5. Chapter number 5, we're going to go with verse number 11. Okay. Psalms chapter number 5, verse 11 says, but let all those rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always now. Let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you are the one that defends them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Bless your people everywhere. That's right, Father. Verse number 12, Psalms chapter number 5 says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. That's true. The word of God is true. All we got to do is believe him, take him at his word, believe that he will bless you. You believe that he is God. Believe that he will heal you. Believe that he will bless you. Believe that he will do what he promised you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Verse 11, Psalm 5, verse 11 again. But let all those rejoice, hallelujah, who put their trust in you, rejoice always. Let them ever shout for joy, because you are the one that defends them. Be happy because God is at your side defending you. You ain't fighting alone. They could come with their lawyers. They could come with their doctors, the police. They could come with their whatever. You know what I mean? You got God fighting for you in all those arenas and situations. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Be joyful. Christ said, I came that you might have life in heaven more abundantly. Enjoy this thing. You know what I mean? Love, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is in you, joy. Jesus gives you his joy, fills you up, and fills your joy up as well. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him with favor as with a shield. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. Let's go to the next scripture, Philippians. No. Before we go there, let's go to Psalms 118 since we're over here in Psalms. Psalms 118. Keep on trusting God. That's right. Rejoice in the Lord always. Know he got in control. Psalms 118. We're going to go with verse number 24. Psalms 118, verse 24. It says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And that goes for today. That goes for tomorrow. That goes for the next day. That goes for the every day. You know what I mean? This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's on you. You know what I mean? If you want to rejoice and be glad in it, you got to know that God is in control. He made this day as well. This is the day that the Lord has made. In a day of prosperity, rejoice. But in the day of adversity, consider. God is the one that allowed both of them. So this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because he works it out for your good. He works it all out for our good. Now let's go to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians 4 and 4. We're about to cut off live in a couple of minutes, but we'll still be recording for the archive. So if you would want to get the rest of this, if you're listening live and it cuts off on you, hit us up in that archive, man. Anytime, Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we come up, you know what I'm saying? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you. Hope you get these scriptures. You know what I mean? Got plenty of them. Philippians 4 and 4, where we're going now. And I try to read the rest of them before we do cut off live. Philippians 4 and 4. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. In my Bible, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And it got a period right there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Period. And then it comes back and say, again, I will say, rejoice. It got an exclamation point after that. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Too many sad followers of Christ, which is sad for when all things work together for your good. You know what I'm saying? The next scripture we're going to is going to be 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians, chapter, verse 16. All right. Then the next few verses, since we're about to cut off, is going to be Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Then you go to John, the 16th chapter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the 16th chapter, verse 33. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. Then you go down here to Psalms 100, verse number 4. Psalms 100, verse number 4. Then Psalms 140. Verse number 13. Psalms 140, verse number 13. Psalms 100, verse number 4. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. Don't concentrate or focus on your problems, which causes worry. Even in impossible or in unexpected situations or circumstances, when it's easier to quit and you just don't understand what God is doing, just know that God can do the impossible, and he is the one who controls it all. And he is always, I repeat, he always works it out for your good when you love him and pushing forth for his will to be done. When hip hop meets the Christ. All right, let's go. Let's get into this 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians, we're going to go with chapter number 5. Then we're going to go with verse number 16. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse 16. It says, rejoice always. There it is again. We just read it, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice in Philippians 4 and 4. Then you come over here to 1 Thessalonians, verse number 5. I mean, chapter number 5, verse number 16, it says, rejoice always. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything, give thanks. God hears your prayer. We open up with that, seeing how God does hear you. He hears your prayers. We said the other day, what, yesterday, the day before that, what have you, the broadcast before that one, how God, you know, has petitions. We have petitions of prayers that still, you know, that God got right there. You know what I mean? Of petitions of of your prayer requests and everything. So rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know what I mean? So concentrate or focus on your problems, which causes worry. See what I'm saying? Keep trusting God. But don't concentrate or focus on your problems, which causes worry. Now, Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse number 3. Let's go. Isaiah, chapter number 26, verse number 3. And I'm flipping with y'all, as you can see. We're here. Isaiah 26, verse number 3. We're talking about rejoicing in the Lord always. And trusting God is that's the right step to getting on the path to rejoicing in the Lord always. Trusting God. He says, he tell you, all things, I'm going to work everything out for your good because you love me, you're my child, and you're about my business. You know what I'm saying? For the person that's like that, it's about God's business, and you love him, he's going to work it out for you good. So there's no need to worry. So don't concentrate or focus on your problems that causes worry. So Isaiah chapter number 26, verse number 3 says, you will keep him, her, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. You will keep him or her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. I got to read that again. Isaiah chapter number 26, verse number 3 and 4. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. That's why your mind going to be in perfect peace. You know what I mean? You're going to be in perfect peace, even though your situation may be messed up. Most people are stressed out about the situation, but he keeps you in perfect peace because your mind is on him, not your problem. Don't concentrate or focus on your problems or your circumstances. Keep your mind on the Lord for perfect peace. Trust in God. Trust that he will work it out for you. Verse 4 says, trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength. If God don't do it, ain't going to get done. It ain't going to get done. If God does not do it, it will not get done. You know what I'm saying? Keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. John 16 and 33. Let's go. John chapter number 16 and 33. Again, shouts out much love to all those that's continuing to listen as well. All right. John chapter number 16, verse 33. This is Jesus speaking. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, in Jesus, come on, your life is in Christ. He is the life. It's one of the things that he is the life. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have what? Peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. Why are you going to concentrate on that anyway, though? Because he tell you right there, in me you're going to have peace. Stay connected to the vine. Well, that's John 15. John 15 says, talking about staying connected to the vine. He's saying, in me you're going to have peace. Your life is in the Christ. In the world, you will have tribulation. He's telling you that's going to happen in the world. But he says, but be of good cheer, rejoice, celebrate. I have overcome the world. Jesus, because you and him, that's how you get perfect peace. He's going to keep you with perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. In me, he give you more peace right there. In me, you may have peace. These things are what I'm telling you, so that you can have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. That's one of the things he's telling you, so that you can have peace. I'm letting you know you're going to have tribulation in the world, but don't worry about that. Because right after that, but be of good cheer. Rejoice. Celebrate. I have overcome the world. rejoice in the Lord always. You should be. Start rejoicing. You know what I'm saying? Be joyful. You know what I mean? Let's go with the next scripture, which is Colossians. Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3, we're going to go with verse number, we're starting with verse number 12. Colossians chapter number 3, starting with verse number 12 and read through 17. It says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, you're already holy and you're already beloved, not because of anything that you have done except what Christ has did for you on your behalf. You accepted it. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Not throw stones, but put on tender mercies. Kindness. Humility. Not being puffed up and arrogant. Well, I'll keep these commandments and you don't keep those. But be humble. Be kind. Put on tender mercies. Meekness. Put on meekness. Put on long suffering. Verse 13 says, bearing with one another, working with one another, remembering where God has brought you from, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Can't hold grudges, you must forgive. You know what I mean? Forgiving don't mean you just going to go back around the person so they can do whatever they did to you again. But if forgiving them, just I'm casting it on God. I'm through with it. You know what I mean? It's all in God's hands. I forgive them. You know what I mean? So even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Verse 14 says, but above all these things, put on love, above kindness, above humility, above meekness, above long-suffering, above forgiving one another. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Verse 15, Colossians chapter number 3 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. There it is again. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. That's what we're supposed to do. Teaching and admonishing one another, thinking of others higher than ourselves, building others up. Not tearing people down to make yourself look good or feel good, but admonishing one another, honoring each other, building each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Spiritual, not carnal. Serving God with the spiritual mind, not the carnal mind. Spiritual song. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, because it's grace that saves you, it's grace that keeps you. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's how you came to God, under his grace, with your messed up self. Verse 17, Colossians 3 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Do not concentrate on your problems, which causes worry. We got three more scriptures, then we out of this piece. You know what I'm saying? But even in impossible or unexpected circumstances or situations, even in impossible or unexpected circumstances or situations, when it's easier to quit and you just don't know what to do, you don't understand what God is doing, just want to quit is easier, the devil making it seem like it's worse than it is, you can't even hear what all things work for my good, you can't see it. Even in those impossible situations, just know that God can and will do the impossible for you, his child. And he is the one who controls it all. And he always, I repeat, always works it all out for your good when you love him and pushing forth. When you love him and are pushing forth for his will to be done. You know what I'm saying? Your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Psalms 104. Let's get it. Psalms 100. We're going to go with verse number 4, Psalm chapter 100. And going with verse number 4, we got 2 more verses after that, and we have, and it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. I'm going to read verse 5 too. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I will have mercy on who I have mercy on. I bless who I want to bless. You know what I mean? Psalms 140. Let's go with Psalms 140. Verse 13, we just read Psalms 100, chapter number 100, and verse 4 and verse 5. But let's go to Psalms 140, verse number 13. Psalms 140, verse number 13. It says, surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence, his presence. Y'all know it ain't nothing like his presence, man. So the upright shall dwell in your presence. You know what I mean? Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Continue to praise God. Continue to thank God. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Continue to go into his presence. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. We're going to end with 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, back over here. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. We're going with verse number 18. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, give thanks. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You're tuning into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. Continue to trust God. You know what I'm saying? Continue to claim Jesus, because he's the one who holds us back.
Yeah, man. You know, we ain't growing with much. A lot of struggle, a lot of pain. But through all that,
he holds us down.